You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Lame ducks are flying around Lansing because today marks the start of the final post-election session of the state legislature. So let's see what we might expect from this lame duck session as we say hello to Zach Gorchow of Gongwer with us now via Skype. Always great to have you with us, Zach.
Good to be here.
So with more than 300 House bills still waiting for some action from the Senate and more than 200 Senate bills sitting in the House, is that backup typical for this end of the year?
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, that doesn't even count the large number of bills that are going to originate from the House and Senate that will still move yet. You know, you can get anywhere from 100 to 300 bills clearing the legislature at this point in the term, and especially when you've got 8 years of total Republican control coming to an end, this is put up or shut up time.
So they've got basically a month to jam through their to-do lists. I want to zero in first on the laws passed by the GOP-controlled legislature, raising the minimum wage for $9.25 to $12 an hour and requiring employers to provide paid sick time to their employees. Remind us again why the legislature passed those laws.
Well, the idea was if they had let them go to the ballot, because these were voter-initiated acts, and those proposals had passed, under the Michigan Constitution, it would take three-quarters majorities of the House and Senate to amend them. These are proposals that Republicans and their allies in the business community are very concerned about, and they were likely to be pretty popular. So the concern was they would not be able to amend them without Democratic votes, and Democrats like these proposals. So by adopting them via the legislature, you can now amend them via simple majorities, meaning the Republican majorities in the legislature and Governor Snyder can amend them without Democratic votes.
So what are we expecting to happen to these proposals during lame duck?
Well, I think we're going to see some pretty substantial changes. On the minimum wage side, the bill as it stands now would keep tipped workers at a different minimum wage than other workers earning minimum wage. The concern about the initiative from the restaurant industry has been that bringing servers up to the regular minimum wage could wreak havoc on their business models. The changes would keep tip workers at a percentage of the regular minimum wage. Over on the paid sick time front, the changes as they are now would deal with the record keeping requirements of the initiative and not put quite as much demands on what business and employers have to maintain. However, I should note with both of these bills as they are right now, they are multi-section bills, so they could be changed dramatically before they go to the governor. I don't know that that will happen, but especially on the paid sick time front, there's been calls for a lot more than what the bill does right now. So we're going to have to keep a really close eye on how these bills evolve as they move through the legislature.
And then let's say this all passes, basically, in a sense, gutting what it is that people said yes to when they signed the petitions. What could be done after the first of the year with a new governor and a change in the state legislature?
Well, I mean, the most obvious possibility would be to introduce new legislation. The problem, of course, is you would have to get it through the Republican legislature to get it to Governor-elect Whitmer. And I don't think there's much of a chance of that. So I would suspect that the other possibility, and I don't know that this would happen or not, but would be a new ballot proposal. And, you know, I wonder if we might see a constitutional amendment entertained this time around, because that would not be subject to legislative action. You know, again, don't know if that will happen, but that would be the other scenario to look at.
We're talking about what is on the radar for the lame duck session of the legislature, which begins today as we talk with Zach Gorchow of Gongwer. Let's talk about auto insurance reform, Zach. What might happen with that in lame duck?
Well, the main bill that's hanging out there, it's been passed by the Senate, it's sitting in the House, would allow choice for seniors on their auto insurance. There's been some thought that, well, wait a minute, you know, if
seniors who are covered, their health insurance is covered under Medicare. Why should they even need to pay for health insurance under their auto insurance? The auto insurance advocates have said this would destabilize the system by allowing a large number of motorists to opt out of it. But that is sitting in the House. Don't know what its prospects are since it's been sitting without action all this time. I don't know that they're very good, but that's certainly one possibility.
There are certainly a long, long list of bills that might see action between now and year's end. Give us your big choices for things that we could really see get pushed through.
Well, I think, besides the minimum wage and paid sick time, I mean, I think probably the thing we're going to hear a lot about is going to be the bill to authorize the construction of a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac for the relocation of Line 5 and other utility connections. This is going to be a really controversial item. Governor-elect Whitmer has said she opposes this, does not want her hands tied. But if the legislature passes and the governor signs this bill, and Governor Snyder also finalizes negotiations with Enbridge for the relocation of Line 5 into this tunnel, the die is pretty much going to be cast. There's not much the governor-elect will be able to do. She'll have to enforce the law that's on the books. There's going to be a lot of people up in arms about this if that goes through. So that, I would say, is definitely a really big one. There's a lot of education bills that are out there. There's the A to F grading of schools. Teacher evaluations are sitting out there. Teacher bills regarding teacher prep schools. So that's a whole package of items. Online gaming, that's one to watch. Authorization of that could be a big one. There's still a number of bills dealing with sexual assault that the Michigan House passed that are sitting in the Michigan Senate following the Michigan State University Larry Nassar scandal. And I would expect a fairly substantial supplemental appropriations bill to go through. But how big it is going to depend on whether the governor gets two of his big priorities. He's looking to get a fee increase on landfills to pay for brownfield cleanups. And he's looking for the creation of a new fee on water bills to pay for water infrastructure. If those pass, the supplemental will be quite substantial. But even without it, there's a lot in there, especially when you look at the hiring of more Children's Protective Services caseworkers. There was a very scathing audit about CPS recently, and that bill would be designed to address some of those concerns.
And might we see anything move on campaign finance? Isn't there some legislation that's been introduced that might make dark money in Michigan even darker?
Yes, there is a bill that would basically say that nonprofit entities that currently do not have to disclose their donors would never have to. It's essentially, I think, to just make it that much more clear that, and put it in statute that they don't have to disclose their donors. That's the big campaign finance item that's looming. Although you do have another one that would allow a couple state senators that have debts remaining in their campaign committees from when they ran for the House, and it would allow them to transfer funds from their Senate committees so they could pay themselves back, essentially, something they can't do now.
I've got to wonder, everybody remembers what happened in 2012 with the emergency manager law. Voters spoke. They rejected the EM law. So the legislature came back and passed a new law and attached an appropriation so it would be completely immune from any further voter action. Might we expect to see that tactic employed on some of these controversial measures?
It certainly wouldn't surprise me, and I probably should have looked at the Line 5 bill to see if that was already in there. Enbridge has said they're going to pay for everything in this tunnel deal. So they're going to have to be careful about putting any money in there and how that might be interpreted. But that might be one candidate, because that would be the kind of thing that you could see, would have the organization behind it to go and get signatures. And you could see that having a lot of popular appeal to try to overturn the idea of putting the tunnel under the straits.
Zach Gorchaw with Gangwon News Service, keeping an eye on Lansing on this very first day of lame duck. And I know we'll be talking before those ducks fly off into the sunset. Zach, thank you so much.
Great to be here, Cindy. Thanks for having me.